So every time I hear this song, I think it's the beginning of a cult song, but it's totally not the cult song.
I think the Foo Fighters could be a cult. I'd join that cult.
No, I mean, they do have a cult following, but yeah. I'm talking about the band, The Cult.
Oh, gotcha.
Ian Asprey.
Gotcha.
Long, straight hair.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and we're pretty much getting off on a tangent every single song we play this
afternoon.
Well,
music makes me feel good. It makes me thinking about stuff. Plus, I am a dancing bear right now. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. We got a couple things to get to still. A couple words on the Mech 1 Thiensville school board in a little bit. But I want to talk about our favorite senator, Tammy Baldwin. Okay. Now, I talk about on this issue, I like solutions rather than just outlining the problem. Of course, we need to outline the problems all the time when there are problems. It doesn't help until you identify the problem. You have to identify the problem before you can find the solution to it, right? But especially like take, for example, poop in the water. When there's poop in the water, you can't just sit there and argue over who put it in there and what we're going to and how it is. Get it out of the water. And then worry about who put it there and whose fault it is later. Get it fixed first. And like with the car, no matter what happened, whatever car I was going to get, right. No matter what it had, I had to figure out transportation. Somehow, there was going to be a way where I had to figure out transportation. And the complaining, well, this isn't right. You know, this transmission, it just doesn't work. I don't like it. And trying to go and complain about how the transmission should be better than it is. Well, then it isn't.
Yeah.
So well, I have to fix it.
And I had the same problem yesterday with our phone lines. Our phone lines was down, and all of a sudden I was like, I got to do whatever I can to get these phone lines back working so that every show we have, we got great callers calling in and talking about the issues. And I literally spent the whole day, Brian, kind of tearing things apart.
It's important. We need callers.
And yeah, so
it's happened several times. I hate that company. No, but anyway.
That's a tangent for another day. Right now we got Susan from her car calling in.
Oh, well, let's talk to Susan real quick, and then I'll get into what Tammy Baldwin's doing.
There we go. What's on your mind today, Susan?
Okay. Oh, I was just listening to the conversation, and I know that Aaron Rodgers is important because I'm a huge Packer fan. But apparently, you know, he has to play for the team, not just for himself. And by, you know, not getting his vaccination or not following protocol, he's hurting everyone else, not just himself. So that's part of it. But the other thing is, on a tangent, is Jace Shortwell. He is on the committee that is deciding how they're going to plan to penalize people for child abuse and things like that. So because of his irresponsibility as a parent, it may affect everybody else. So these two, actually, of all their tangents, they kind of go together because both people aren't really thinking of everyone else. So that was my point.
100%. And again, you wouldn't think that would give him at least a reason to recuse himself, if not maybe not be
right,
representative anymore.
Maybe not request that committee assignment.
Or not be a representative anymore.
Yeah, I think that would be a excellent, excellent thing.
Yeah.
I think he should step down. I'll put it out there on the air. I think Representative Shea Stortwell should step down.
You know what? I don't think that's a bold statement.
I don't think it is either, but
I think
unfortunately,
you're a good guy, but
I haven't been hearing a whole lot of calls for it. I don't know. I don't know why, but I think I've seen only a few statements of people calling for his resignation. And that was something I noted to Mike when we were on the air yesterday, is I feel like if he had a D behind his name instead of an R, there would be cries from every single corner telling him that he needed to step down.
Because no D wants to be represented.
Right.
And by the way,
and the caucus would be the
care.
First. The caucus would be the first to get rid of him, too. And I just don't understand how there's not more people calling for resignation on that. So.
Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Tell them he's a jerk. All right. So Tammy Baldwin, speaking of positive things, is solving problems, or trying to anyway. One of the biggest problems we have outlined and a lot of people complain about is our supply chain bottlenecks.
Yep.
And one of the things that has been shared by both sides of the aisle, a meme is, you know what doesn't get caught in overseas bottlenecks is
local goods.
Local goods. Yeah. Stuff that's made in America. And Tammy Baldwin has been supporting Made in America initiatives.
Made in Wisconsin initiatives too.
Yes.
Like, very big on Wisconsin. Like, Tammy has been the utmost champion for Wisconsin's dairy industry, and she fights for a lot of products to be made here in Wisconsin or in generally
here in the United States.
So this is the Supply Chain Resiliency Act, and it's supported by a handful of senators, all Democratic. Creates an Office of Supply Chain Resiliency at the Commerce Department, charged with monitoring, researching, and addressing vulnerable supply chains. The office will provide loans, loan guarantees, and grants to small and medium manufacturers to allow them to address supply chain bottlenecks by expanding production. For example, a manufacturer that is unable to meet the increased demand for its products can get a low-interest loan from the Office of Supply Chain Resiliency to expand production. That's a lot more effective than just a general tax cut, I would say, because it's specifically addressing the need that we need right now, and it's expanding a business, win-win for both people involved.
Literally sounds like one of those solutions that we are always talking about here on this great show, Dueling Tangents.
Mm-hmm. In order to ensure adequate labor supply, safe working conditions, and labor management cooperation, the legislation includes strong labor protections as a condition of expansion support. Through committed long-term low-cost financial support, the Office of Supply Chain Resiliency will provide incentives for manufacturers to expand production in the United States and the companies that get their goods to market. So this will also work in concert with the 15% global tax rate, mm-hmm. which will incentivize people to keep their stuff here,
yep.
where we have better infrastructure, hopefully, soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also incentivizes people to have better labor conditions as a part of doing business with them. But you can also qualify for more money when you do things like, I don't know, take care of your workers.
Yeah. And so I think that's an excellent solution. Love that you brought that to my attention and our listeners' attention today, Brian.
Yeah. Tammy Baldwin's pretty darn awesome. That's why she also got a whole bunch of Walker Baldwin voters. There's over 100,000 Walker Baldwin
yeah.
voters.
Yep. Exactly. And so she's out there working on solutions. And we're coming up quick on the end of the show.
Yeah,
you want to share
one last thing. The Mequon Fiendsville School Board, we're Becky Clayfish, she put her thumbs on the scale, and there was a bunch of people crying about crazy critical race theory and mass and stuff, and they're running to replace and recall the school board members, and none of them did.
None of them. None of them even got 42% of the vote.
Really good job. And
really good job.
Honestly, I can sum it up in just two words. Ha, ha.
Sounds about right.
Way to go, Mequon Fiendsville.
They spent $100,000, I think, on the recall.
That's really well-spent money.
Really, just the same result would have been taking some lighter fluid and a match and lighting that $100,000 on fire.
You could have, you know, invested in a local business.
Could have
invested in like three or four local businesses.
One of the most funny kind of subplot stories there, the campaign staffer for Clayfish's campaign that was also running,
yeah,
she got the least amount out of the four candidates running in the recall as well.
Wow.
Fewest votes out of all four of the races that were up for recall.
I hate to think that's being associated with Becky Clayfish.
Yeah, right? That would be terrible.
That might mean something bad, especially in the Mequon Fiendsville area.
Yeah.
It might mean something bad for that
that whole county, Ozaukee County. Yeah. So we are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Really glad that you were able to join us. Thanks, everybody, for calling in this afternoon. The Devil's Advocates are up next. If you want to catch this great episode of Dueling Tangents, check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. See you guys tomorrow.
Honk, honk. These you learn to love again. It sounds like these time and time.